For whatever reason, you refuse to feel this space we're in, to know its insanity, really know it. Whatever your particular anesthetic is that you hold on to so desperately, the thing, I mean, that makes you think you know who you are. Whatever that thing is you allow to keep you sane, your ace in the hole, the psyche that keeps you from trying to guess at what your pimp has in store for you. Whatever keeps you from screaming out at this very moment in absolute and sheer horror. Whatever you fuck your brain with, nigga, whatever that is, whatever that is, it's a lie. It's a lie. No. Give reality your brain, sleepy nigga. You fantasized son of Walt Disney. It's a lie. An old off-the-street pimp's con game. The magic for turning human blood into U.S. steel. The thing that seduces you into being satisfied. Pointing to the last tiny patch of flesh you have on your bones as proof of your humanity. And keeps you satisfied thinking yourself human because you live a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a life. I know you. Because you live here in his space as I do, are his image and play his game on each other, thinking it's your own. I know you. You can't live in an insane asylum, play an insane game with a madman, and be objective, brother. Ho, at least prostitutes get paid. Yes, while you pin your hopes, your sanity, and most of all, your individuality on that rickety old con game, a web of words, while the master pimp helps you paint your individual death wish in your head, feel who you are. Feel for a split second the obscenity of who you've got to be. Really. In actions, I mean. A drippy crotched, open legged old cunt defined by, ordered up for, and delivered to your jobs on Monday morning. The greatest 8 hours you'll spend in your entire life, ho. Is a colored television really worth that? In this filth, this insidious insanity, this nightmare of deception and hypocrisy, in this United States of America, careful not to awaken the sleeping, we, you and I, wander around through a sea of our own shit, rotten bodies, in this pimp whore's game, you pretending it's everything else, in this sewer in which no one can escape playing. It's normal for brothers to pimp sisters and wives because their fathers pimp them, or for television stations to pimp their audiences for perverted sponsors who whore for their own commercials. In this cancer where the voters bend over for their congressmen and senators whose asses ain't safe either. In this canker sore from which your total nourishment comes. Here, where your bourgeoisie brain grows and thrives. Here, you're gonna try to convince me that because you found someone else's shoulders to stand on, so you only get shit on your shoes. Or that, with your kind of money, you could afford to buy someone else's nose and throat to eat here with. Simply because you can afford it now? Do you think your cunt doesn't still swing open like a garden gate if and when it's needed? Ho? Do you really think you freed yourself of America's special insidiousness of being inside you? No, brother. America's a condition. This is shit as far as the eye can see, and we're in it. My only question is, don't you really smell anything? Doesn't the food taste a little strange to you? Doesn't your ass hurt? Or are you just pretending that this isn't shit just because they let you watch television in here?
No!